It's 7:34 and time to go backstage with Banterra. We're going down to the Grand Ole Opry.
It's Grand Ole Opry time.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors.
Time for Backstage with Banterra. Banterra, more than just a bank, your partner for life. Learn more at BanterraBank.com. Well, let me tell you, it is just something here. Opry Dan on the phone line with me this morning where it is the birthday celebration. Good morning, Opry Dan.
Mr. Zimmer, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. It is the Opry birthday celebration coming up on the weekend of the 12th and the 13th. And what kinds of things have you got planned?
That's going to be fun. We'll do tours all day. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that week, and you can go up and put your finger in the icing of the giant Opry birthday cake if you so desire, and if neither I nor security catch you in time. So you can do that. We have Charlie Pride's going to be in concert in the Opry House on Saturday afternoon, and then, of course, we'll do our full Opry performances. Friday night, two shows. Saturday night, two shows. We'll have free music in the plaza all day Saturday. I think that kicks in at 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and we'll have, you know, great food and fun in the plaza, lots of free stuff all day long. And then, as I said, two shows that night. We have Old Crow Medicine Show, one of my favorites, are on. Trace Adkins is going to be here for his birthday, too. So Terry Clark's on that Friday. It'll be a good time.
It will. 93 years young for the Opry and for Old Crow Medicine Show. I love these guys. I saw them down there for a Z100 night at the Opry. Backstage, when you're walking around and they're warming up, do you ever get to hear them just doing their thing? Or maybe not for them, but for any artist, do they have any kind of tradition that they do backstage?
That's fun. You know, I will say Old Crow, it's always fun when they're on because they always get a good group of people in playing with them. We have some footage that we just happened to catch one night where it's them, Marty Stewart, Connie Smith, Dirk Bentley, all of them jamming in a dressing room. I'll tell you, in terms of tradition, since we were talking about Ronnie Millsap, I know Ronnie Millsap said in one of our books that his tradition was to drink a little Robitussin before he went on stage. So there's something you're only going to hear with Kent Zimmer in the morning. And we asked the late, great Mel Tillis what his tradition was. And I think he said I can't remember exactly, but it was something to the tune of basically down a six-pack of Milwaukee Ice, I think it was. And he said it calms my nerves every time, which I thought was great.
Well, it is a high-quality construction right there.
Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to calm my nerves more often.
Maybe all of us do, Dan.
There you go. Do you think that would work with HR? If I said, oh, I was just calming. I was following Mel Tillis's advice.
There's always something fun going on at the Grand Ole Opry, and especially in October because it is the birthday month. Opry Dan and backstage with Banterra. Brother, thank you. We'll see you at the Opry.
Thank you. Come see us. I'm going to go calm my nerves.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Ole Opry.
There you go. It is Backstage with Banterra. More than just a bank, Banterra, your partners for life. Learn more at Banterra.com.